Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
SinCityRadioShow.com. Mm-hmm. And as I'm networking, you know, and I go to various little sites and I post it, you know, hey, if you can, you know, I don't think I'm too over aggressive with it. I try not to be, you know, okay. I post, you know, if you can, you know, if you're not busy, check us out, SinCityRadioShow.com.
Okay.
Now, this has happened to me multiple times, but I think the other day was finally just like, that's it. I can't take this shit no more. The female, I'm going to say the female sent me a message back and asked me, now take it by, I never met him. Like I said, just networking.
Okay.
Oh, you like, you know, you want me to get on your site? You got $50 to get my phone on?
What?
Exactly. I'm like, what? That's what I'm like, really?
Oh, my goodness. Wait. So just in order for you to come to a website that's open to the public, I have to be able to pay your phone bill. Wow. I would have probably got aggravated and frustrated behind that shit, too, because it's like, you know, you people spend a whole lot of time on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? And telling all their business and putting out, you know what I'm saying, putting all their shit out there. Motherfuckers let you know their entire day, you know, on the social site. But I got to pay you to visit mine? Come on now. That's
it just really got to me. And I'm sitting there like, really? As we see, Eddie didn't join the show. What's up, Eddie? Eddie?
You hear me talking.
You know I'm talking to you.
Hello. How is everybody?
Hi.
Good. Now, I was just telling liquor store about a situation that I had.
Mm-hmm.
That I, you know, like I said, I go to various websites, and I'm always trying to network the show, you know, always trying to network the website also. And mm-hmm. I get to this particular website, and I, you know, I'm networking, and I see some people, and I, you know, I'm like, well, you know, if you're not busy, you know, come check out CNCityRadioShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman asked me for $50. Like, you know, and she's not the first person to ever do it, but I think I kind of, like, got to my breaking point at that point in time because it was like, mm-hmm. All right, you know what, fuck this. So I'm sitting there like, man, is this the way that women think, you know? And it's like, you know, I mean, goddamn, if I give you a dollar, you'll fucking suck me. But, I mean, is everything based about money now as far as women? I mean, you know, because, like I said, I believe we got a good group of women on this show. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of women out there that make it hard for y'all. It make it hard for the good women. It make it hard for the good women who are really trying to do something because there's so many motherfucking old nothing-ass females out there. I mean, damn, you actually going to sit there and be like, and then, hold up, I sent her a text like, really? Like, you know, like, really? You really just asked me that? That motherfucker sent me a text back, what the fuck? Is it yes or no?
Wow.
Now, what kind of category should I put that woman in?
Sure.
Okay.
A regular, normal woman.
Okay, so that's
some tricky. You probably wouldn't even want to associate it with your site anyway if it got to be like that, you know?
Yeah, but I'm – so, I mean, all right, Janine, so you saying that's how all women act?
I didn't say all women. I'm just saying some women just feel that way.
So I should just – I mean
– they don't feel like asking for money is no big deal.
You just met me. I mean – no, let me take that back. You ain't never met me. It's just – I mean, so you, a woman can feel that comfortable with a motherfucker. I mean,
I'm just saying you would be surprised at how many men that would have just gained $150. You see what I'm saying? I mean, depending on, I guess, if you look at it from her perspective, out of 100 men if 85 gave me the $50. I mean, do you really get mad about the other 15? I mean, those are big odds, but I'm just saying. That's how women think.
I guess. I mean, that's just, to me, that's a totally asinine. I mean, if you don't know me, you ain't never met me. We had no type of connection, relationship, no nothing. And you just feel like, okay, I feel compelled to say, give me $50.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Really? $50? And I don't even fucking know you? So wow, I'm supposed to set up a PayPal account for your ass. Because, I mean, we were like in two different states. So how, if I was this gullible gump ass motherfucker, I mean, what, you finna give me your address or something so I can send it to you?
You may have a PayPal account. Because I really think some people do that to get their sites started, especially them sex sites. They have people come on and they pay them to come on there.
Mm.
So I have seen that.
Yeah, but I mean, you would pay a celebrity. I'm not going to pay no nothing ass, bro.
Well, maybe she thought she looked that good, I guess.
Couldn't have. You couldn't have thought you looked that good.
Mm. Well, I have a question. So,
Wait a minute. Hold on. Right for you. Uh-huh. Quick question. Miss Pimp, what's good?
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
What's happening?
Man, this that hoe. That's what you do. play her like a fine violin. Sure, you got the money. Yeah, I got the stuff. Just play along with it. If you promoting your stuff and, you know, promoting the site and everything, and she just wants to pop in, maybe she figured, you know, that he was this huge major guy and she was coming on a come up because, you know, you responded to her or some shit. Who knows? I would have played it like a fine violin. That's what I would have done.
You know what? And maybe you're right, but it's just like after so many times it's like, because I look at people like, and I'm going to call Tag. That was the site, Tag. Now, my thing is this. You will get on all these social sites and will get butt, booty, ass, naked. You know what I'm saying? And get kicked off half of them because you're not dressed. They say you're not dressed properly. Now, here I am. Black man trying to do something positive. You know what I'm saying? And I understand, like I said, my thing about Sin City is this. We all go to work. We all got kids. Or whatever we do, you know what I'm saying? My thing is to give you that outlet, to give an adult that outlet. To just kick back and relax, have fun. If that's your thing, you feel like, okay, well, I'm feeling kind of freaky and I want to post me a little right picture. Go right ahead. You want to write a blog? Go right ahead. You want to write poetry? Go right ahead. You know what I'm saying? You want to post a video? Go right ahead. You know what I'm saying? But now, my thing is, motherfuckers want to ground. Now, like I said, nobody ever want to get on the elevator from the ground floor. Everybody want to wait till you get to start going up. But not at that point in time, for me to be sitting there, for a motherfucker to sit there and get on Facebook or etc., et cetera, and get butt naked, but then I gotta pay you? I mean, come on, man. What's up with that?
You know what? A lot of people, I think, are, I don't know, skeptics or just critical of people who are trying to do shit for themselves. Because, I mean, it's like the hardest thing in the world to sell yourself or your product to people who, you know, it's like a lot of people, I think, feel like, well, you're not supposed to, you know, ask me. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to hear about it or some shit like that. But it's like, well, how are you going to hear about it if, you know what I'm saying, if I don't put it out there? People are quicker to hop on board with something that they don't know nothing about, you know, than they are to hop on board with something, you know, from somebody who's, quote, unquote, a local person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, I feel you. Janine, you had a question.
I was just going to say, I agree with what you're saying. You know, of course, you don't know this person. She shouldn't just be coming to you, ask you for no $50. There are a lot of women who do that. But, I mean, that just got me to thinking, I mean, that kind of shows you that's how we feel as women when men come to us asking us for some pussy, and you don't even know us.
Okay.
So it's just
I can agree with that.
You don't know me from Adam, and you just come out the blue because you have some pussy, or I'll lick your clit and all this. And I'm talking about online because, you know, they do that a lot when they're trying to talk to you and stuff like that, and you get these messages in your inbox, and oh, I'll suck the shit out your pussy and all this and that. What? You don't even know me. How you just come out the blue? It's like you don't even have the audacity to be respectful with it. You see what I'm saying? To me, it's like you're not even respecting yourself. You see? Because my thing is, if you sending me a message asking me for my pussy, you see what I'm saying? I mean, you ask anybody, it don't even matter. You see what I mean? Whoever did it, give it to you first, and whoever giving it to you, it seems like it's all good.
Okay. I can go with that. I mean, I can honestly say that, yeah, you're right. Because, I mean, I've seen situations where motherfuckers like, well, motherfucker didn't change. Oh, man, damn, she fine. Hey, what's up, bitch? Or, man, what's up, girl? But then, now, you got some people on there. Now, if you got, and this is the part that's always gotten. You on that motherfucker with a thong on. Titties hanging out, pussy hanging out, ass hanging out. And you talking about shit. Man, I'm so tired of these thirsty ass niggas. Really? Come on now. I mean, come on. I mean, if I put a picture of a dick out on a site, and you know, and I'm thinking, okay, well, shit, you know, and I'm getting a response. I mean, I'm either gonna get a negative response or a positive response. Me saying a positive response is somebody saying, oh yeah, I want to suck that, or I want to fuck you, because I evidently put it out there for that. Now, my negative response, the motherfucker be like, put that little shit up. Now, and then you like, oh, god damn, I fucked up. But, I mean, you out here asshole naked. And, I mean, if a motherfucker like, damn. Now.
So because we asshole naked, we looking for somebody to comment to say they want to fuck us and all this and that? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is don't be surprised if it happens. I mean, if you're naked, then yeah, I'm gonna make that comment. But like I said, that's just like if I had my dick out. If you gonna make a comment, what you gonna ask me? How's the weather?
I mean, no, I could comment like, goddamn, that's a big ass dick. Or
exactly.
Just like we could get comments. Oh, goddamn, you got a fat ass pussy, or damn, you look good as hell, or whatever, blase, blase, blase. What I'm saying is, when you come to me, like, you can come in on my business all day long, but when you come to me, just because I like to show myself don't mean you shouldn't respect me. That's what I'm saying. Just because some people like attention. That don't mean, why does that mean I have to be disrespected?
Okay, now I understand what you're saying, but you also gotta know, with the good attention comes the bad. You gotta take the good with the bad when you're playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like I'm saying, that's just like I said, that's just like if I put a picture of my dick out there, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm hoping I'm getting the good comments, but then if the bad ones come, I gotta expect it. I mean, because I put myself in that position. You know, and I just always think it's a matter of position. If you position yourself to get put in a situation like that, then, yeah, it's going to come. But, I mean, now, for instance, let's just say you look nice. You got a dress on, or, you know, you got something fitted on, but you look nice. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not sluttish. It's not, you know, too revealing. It sexy, yes, you know. Now, for me to get on there and be like, oh, girl, let me eat that. Yeah, I think I crossed the line with that one. I'm like, okay, well, damn. You know, she didn't present herself in that type of fashion. So, yeah, I think that, you know, if you dressed up, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the look sexy is one thing, you know. And you got an after fire dress on. You know, and I'm like, oh, bitch, I want to eat that pussy. Yes, I crossed the line. I did, because you didn't portray yourself like that. That's just me being an asshole. Now, like I said, if you asshole naked, you know, and you on the site where, you know, I mean, you on the site where you just know you got hound dogs on there, man, you got to be able to take the good with the bad.
I mean, whatever they comment, it don't matter. I'm just saying, if you trying to talk to somebody, all I'm saying is, you can say, goddamn, I'll fuck the shit out of you. I mean, I'm not saying that that's negative. I understand that that's going to happen. What I'm saying is, if you message me to try to talk to me, you see what I'm saying?
Okay, well, see, now, I think me and you are going to
do
different things.
Okay, so don't have your first message be, hey, girl, why don't you come over here so we can fuck? Why would I do that? Oh, just because,
okay.
I'm saying, just because I'm naked and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Well, I like to look good, or I'm showing myself online. Why does the first message, just like she just came out the blue and asked you for $50. You see what I'm saying? How you just come out the blue and just think I'm going to fuck you and I don't even know you? I don't care if I'm naked on there all day long.
Okay, now, see, I was talking about is more or less like the pictures. Like, you know, people make the comment of the pictures, you know. But, I mean, okay. I mean, but at the same time, just like, you know, I mean, some people, I guess, if that's what you do and that's what you like, I mean, honestly, like you said, some motherfucker done gave that motherfucker some money before.
Mm-hmm.
And that line didn't work on some motherfuckers before. I'm pretty sure it did, because I don't think that she just straight out the blue just would have been like, all right, well, fuck it. I mean, I don't think I look like no motherfucking Mark. I don't think I look like a trick door. Miss Pimp, don't you answer that. I have to catch up before she even got started. All right, y'all. I said I was going to steer away from it, but I got to ask. I know everybody just seen or then heard, because they talking about Home Depot and Menards and every place else that ran out of shower poles now. Since this Nico and Mimi sex tape then popped up. Nah.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I don't think it's out yet, but they're showing, like, snippets of it. Oh, don't worry. It'll be posted. It'll be posted. And I mean, honestly, what do y'all think? Do y'all think it was staged, or do y'all think that, you know, y'all think that it really did leak? I'm gonna ask you, Ms. Pimp, what you think?
When money's involved and, you know, kaflama and all that extra, I think it was staged.
So you think that, now, okay, I'm not the biggest fan of the show. I mean, I have watched it, you know, and from what I've seen of the show, she's supposed to be like this real conservative type woman. So, you know, for her to leak a tape, you know, she got a kid and everything, for her to leak this tape, and she's stuffing dick in her mouth. She's stuffing some dick in her mouth on that motherfucker tape. So, I mean, I don't know. Now, a lot of people said the guy, he leaked it. He was trying to get back at her, so he leaked the tape.
I mean, you have to always know that if you make a tape like that, it's always a possibility it could come out. And especially if you own TV.
Thank you.
Already. And to me, it looked as if it was professionally taped. You see what I mean? It don't look like it was no home camcorder. You see what I'm saying?
You're right.
Right.
It didn't look like that to me.
From what I saw, Stevie J had turned around and looked at the camera like, we're all in this together.
That picture was shot. They shot Stevie J into that picture.
Okay, because I was like, what?
Nah, they shot somebody. Somebody photoshopped him into that picture. But now, my thing is that, I don't know.
Hey, hold on. I got to say this real quick, Cass. My fault. I got to say this, Cass. I initially seen this video for what Janine posted, and I even asked if that was her.
Huh?
You asked what?
You posted, I think you posted something earlier today, about that video, a picture or something, and I even asked you if that was you. Straight up, because I didn't know the, you know, I didn't know none of that. Then I was like, I said, "Damn, Ma, is that you?" I'm tripping. That's when I first saw the whole any of this was this morning when you posted that, and I was like, "Damn, is that you?" I didn't know. So, okay, I'm sorry, Cass, go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, my thing is this. I'm an asshole, so, hell, me personally, I post my own. I leak my own shit. Fuck it. But, I mean, that's just me. But, I mean, I'm just saying, with all this going on, I mean, would y'all really think that she would actually do that? She would actually leak her own tape? I mean, Ms. Pimp, you said you think she did. Janine?
I mean, money involved, yes.
I'm with both of y'all because just to look at it, I'm like, hey, that production on that motherfucker is tight. I done made some couple of camcorder movies, and my shit didn't look nothing like that. That production was tight.
You put the kids on punishment for a month, they won't see it. No electronics. Look,
oh,
take
no.
Y'all ass to Disney World. That's what I...
So, okay.
With that money I got.
Right. Okay, well, Nigga Stone, you've yet to say anything. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't watch the show, but I was curious because I kept on seeing, you know, I was like, let me look this shit up because I want to see what the fuck the joke is or whatever. But I don't know. I gotta agree with Miss Simps. I feel like, you know, this is somebody who's already in the, you know, entertainment world or whatever, and I don't think there's any point for somebody to leak it out. I think that, you know, shit, especially considering the thing that, you know, I saw a whole lot was that she's 42 and she has a daughter and this, that, and the other. But, I mean, shit, anybody that's grown with kids, we all doing the same shit, you know, so that part, I don't know.
In my eyes, there's nothing wrong with it. Hell, I mean, shit, she's with her dude, and they did it. Fuck it, ain't nothing wrong with it. Now, like I said, now I guess the part came in when it leaked out. You know, that's supposed to be the you know. And I watched, this is what makes me believe that all this is planned, because I watched they had like a snippet the next season, right? The next season of the basketball stuff. I mean, I can't even remember. What is it, hip-hop or basketball? Which one is it?
Hip-hop.
Okay. Now, they didn't already take this shit. They didn't already take it. Like, she's like, oh, my God, Stevie going to have my head. And I'm like, well, damn, I thought this tape just came out the other day. So they've already take the whole season around this video being leaked.
Yeah. I mean, based on shit that I saw, something like, you know, the Vivid guy, you know, approached them about, you know, rights to it. Okay, I feel like this. If we leaked the tape, or if our tape was leaked and we were actually embarrassed or, you know what I'm saying, didn't want that to happen, there's no way I'm going to agree to letting you buy it and publish it. You know what I'm saying? So, but on the other hand, if I intended for this tape to get out there, well, then, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sign that agreement because you getting paid and I'm getting paid and we all getting paid.
Okay. I mean, like I said, me personally, I believe it was leaked. Like I said, the production was excellent. I mean, shit. Got everybody and their mama running Home Depot trying to buy shower curtains. Bitches and fell, broke their neck, trying to hang on to the shower. First it was the surfboard, now it's the shower curtain.
All right, think about it like this. All right, you come over to the crib and we make a tape, right? We got a tripod set up, and if we got a high enough to take the camera or whatever, they got some cameras or whatever that, you know, if you move them, the motherfucker move with you. Okay, but we don't have that. We just got a regular camcorder, you know what I'm saying, digital camera on a tripod. Now, we broke up, and you was like, man, fuck that bitch. You put the tape out there. That's leaking, all right? But now, if you got a crew that come in and tape you, what you think? That's not getting leaked. That's our plan.
Yeah, well, hey, in her defense, hey, she was taking some dick because old boy was pounding her. I look at her in a whole other light. I met her in the airport, and she was real, you know, real kind of sadiddy, like, you know, like. You know, because what had happened, and this is why I believe a lot of that shit is rigged. Because that morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, we met Jocelyn first. We met Jocelyn, and I know everybody talking about she was a man and all this shit, but nah, that damn girl ain't no man. If she is, she had me fooled. And she was so cool with us, you know. She actually sat there, talked to us, cracking jokes with us and shit. You know, had a good time. Now, you know, later on that day, now, you know, the show ain't on. They damn sure wasn't, the show wasn't taping in Indianapolis. Later on that day, here comes Mimi and her friend walking through the airport. So I'm looking like, wait a minute. These motherfuckers at the same club doing the same shit. All that shit is, to me, I believe all that shit is just promotional.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, these, and to me, like, that's why I say, motherfuckers get on my ass, be like, oh, motherfucker, you that old and you still watch wrestling? Shit, that's all this shit is. It's just like a storyline.
Because
there's no way in hell you going to tell me these bitches done got on the show and fought every day. Now y'all going to a club together? Come on, now.
Shit, parents' money is, you know what I mean? You get paid a parents' fee. So that's
right.
Your money.
I mean.
Shit, I'm going to smile and be good, too. My money's right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's understandable, and I can understand that. But at the same time, I'm sorry, I just don't. I mean, if you got two motherfuckers,
that might be part of your contract.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But at the same time, I'm just saying, oh, that seemed a little, you know. And then, you know, I'm like I said, Jocelyn, she was so cool. She was cool as hell with us. Now. Mimi, she's like, you know, you know, like, motherfucker, I'm too good to talk to y'all, really, but I'll speak. So, I right then and there, I, like, kind of got this, like, so it's a ditty bitch. But now to see her take a dick like that, I guess a ditty bitch can get fucked too, huh?
Yeah.
I guess it, because I mean, in my mind, I'm like, she wouldn't do no motherfucker. You know, now, if y'all have said Jocelyn, I'd have been like, oh, Stevie probably got about six of them out. But I'm like, Mimi, nah, she wouldn't have one. What? Some bitch. She got one. Even though Jocelyn said she looked like old granny trying to fuck, I'm like, damn, not a granny. Now hold on. I heard Janine say you wasn't impressed with the tape.
I mean, if you like skinny like that, yeah, I wasn't impressed with him.
Okay, where did y'all see this at?
It's all over. Shit, all you got to do is just type it in. So the World Star. World Star got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know what? I'm not, I mean, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, I mean, well, as a man, I can honestly say we all going to show out for the camera a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You sound like a professional.
You know, right. Yeah. You know, you might catch me on one of them nights where, shit, I might be drinking, and, you know, you might get the little, you're going to get it, but, you know, but now if there's a camera on me and I know I'm getting filmed, yeah, I'm going to put my back into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to get taped looking like doing nothing. Look at this shit. Is this how we be looking? You want the tape to turn you
Freaks
on? You want them to You don't want to say, you don't want to look. You want you look at that tape. You want to be like, God damn, girl, come here, do that shit again. You don't want to be like, man, look, she's asleep. She ain't even moving.
Well, I mean, of course they have to make it look good. I'm just saying. But it wasn't like that was the best sex tape I had seen or something.
Now, in her defense, I wasn't a big fan of that Ray J. That one was. I wasn't a big fan of that.
I was
saying,
it's no different than what Kim did.
Nah, Kim was kind of boring. Her, Paris, all of them was kind of boring. You know who I want to catch on the sex tape? Beyonce. Surfboard that shit. I don't want to see Jay-Z in it, though. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't want to see Jay-Z in it.
I don't think so. Nobody want to see Jay-Z in it.
That's funny, because I don't either.
Shit. Mm-mm.
I mean, shit. I shout out to Jimmy. I just don't want to see him in it. It's just like, he just looks like, really? Like, why y'all put him in there? Like shit, y'all couldn't find Usher or somebody? Shit. Like, what the fuck is he in it? I'm serious. So, I mean, seriously, y'all, well, I mean, okay. All right, as women, okay, who would y'all like to see him with? What do you think? I know between this panel, boy, it's probably 50 motherfucking tapes floating out here.
Who would I want to see?
Nobody want to see nobody?
I'll see if I want to see. Can I be there when they make it?
Look.
Well, what?
Why is it that every time I ask a question, somebody just changes the whole question around? Well, I don't understand.
Okay, well, I would want to see Boris Kodrow in the text.
I'm with you.
Next day. I want to see him in the sex tape speaking German.
More steps.
You know
what? Oh, yeah.
You've been bugging for more Chestnut for the past 3 weeks now. Every time something come up, boy.
Yeah,
Chestnut.
Man.
It's cold outside, boy. More Chestnut can warm it up. But what, huh?
Okay. No, you know what? I just recently I don't know, for whatever reason, man, ever since he did that last movie, oh, my gosh. I look at him differently now. I just want to see his body completely, thoroughly. Oh my God!
I mean,
I want to see Columbia Shorts.
Yeah, he's okay. I just want to see how he works. Want to see if he works like himself.
Okay, well, fuck it.
Of course, Idris Elba. I want to see him.
Oh, here we go. Here, turn around. Oh, Idris Elba. All right, but seriously.
What?
No, I'll say every time we get on, somebody pull Idris Elba out there. If you like that type. Nah, I'm fuck with y'all. Hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, this poetry.
All right, what's good?
Not much. You sound dry. That's how you feel?
No, man. It's been a long day for me, man. I'm not trying to be dry. It's been a long day for me. All right. You clicked in. What you want to holler about?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, really?
Why you giving me a heart attack? I done worked all day, and I was like, let me go ahead and call in and see, you know, talk to y'all, see what y'all talking about. You ain't talking about nothing tonight? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I didn't say that. No. You know what? I actually, all right, check this out. We were initially talking about people with their attitudes, the way people act towards things. Like, I had a situation earlier when I was networking my website, and I sent the message to a female, and, you know, I told her, you know, if, you know, you not busy, you know, check out CNCityRadioShow.com. Pretty much, long story short, she told me, she pretty much told me, in order for her to check out my website, I got to give her $50.
You got to do what?
Give her
$50. Oh, okay. Well, she just won't be a part of the show then. I mean, like, what's up? I've been dealing with ignorant people all day today. I just ain't got it in me to even speak on something stupid like that. That's crazy.
Right.
So needless to say, she's not on the show then, right?
Nah. She didn't get a chance to get on the show. The thing about it, though, is that I didn't cuss her out. I was just like, really? You know, like, really? You really asked me this? And she sent the message back like, what the fuck? Is you going to give it to me or not? That kind of put me in a weird place. So I was pissed at the motherfucker. I was truly upset. But, you know, like I said, and, you know, I'm like, damn, you know, well, what type of shit is that where, you know, we got to be like, you know, you ain't going to fuck with me, but you'll get on Facebook or any other social site and get butt booty ass naked. And then it kicked off of that fuck being naked. But then I give you a site, you going to tell me I got to pay you.
That was Felicia. She thought she was Craig asking you for $50.
Right.
Craig.
Like, that's a
big Craig.
Man.
And you don't know this girl from a can of paint. Like, you just.
Never met. So simply networking. That's it. Simply networking. Never met her, never seen her. We ain't even in the same state.
Wow. She a money gram hoe. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you what I really want to tell.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
That's what I wanted to tell her. What? Shit. I couldn't catch the bitch. I couldn't catch that bitch at all.
Wow.
I mean,
so what was you all, like, conversation about, like, just now?
Oh, well, we were talking about the sex tape. We were talking about the sex tape, the Mimi and Nico sex tape.
Oh, my God, I'm so tired of hearing about that shit.
Well, I mean, did you go get your shower pole?
I'm tired of hearing about that shit, too. Like,
at the end of the day, it's fun. It's entertainment, you know. I think a lot of people, I don't know why people getting upset about it. I really don't. I mean, it's funny. It's entertainment.
I mean,
you know?
I just feel like, I mean, I don't have no feeling about it because, first of all, I don't even watch the show that whatever she's supposed to be from. I don't even know who these people is, first off. Second of all, I mean, motherfuckers making sex tapes every day. And I just feel like, why? Because, I mean, they just doing normal shit that we do. It's just like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you knew Von Quisha from next door and she put a sex tape on Facebook, nobody would even care. But it's because somebody got they off a TV show, then it's a real big thing. But, I mean, like, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, that's just me. I don't know. I just feel like it's just being, like, over. Like, it's just, I mean, that's just like, what's her name? Kanye wife and whatchamacallit, like, she got, that's how she even got shameless for being fucked. So, like, that's how you want to be known, because I was on the sex tape.
Hell, I say that's the best film they, that's the best motherfucking film they spent their money on. I mean, and I agree to you in a certain extent, but I mean, it's just like, fuck it. I mean, like you said, everybody do it. I mean, that's, I don't see why people's getting mad about it. That's what I don't understand. It's like, people are really like, oh, this is bullshit. Hell, it's entertainment.
Everything that comes out with these entertainers of all kinds, it wouldn't matter who she was or what part of the entertainment. She could have been a fucking pro athlete, and if she had a sex tape out, it would be the same thing. It's like, you do the good. These are still people. They're still human beings. They still do regular shit. We fuck. That's what men and women do. You know what I'm saying? We have sex.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So,
you don't have to come out with me a sex tape.
Really? How many of them motherfuckers already floating? Shit. come out with one.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Boy, I can't wait. I bullshit you not. I can't wait for this motherfucker Sin City take off global. Y'all gonna see all kind of shit about me. I bullshit. It's gonna be sex tapes, motherfucker. What pictures? Everything coming out. I'm not giving a fuck. Okay, AM, keep them coming.
Mm-mm. I noticed I was taking my son to school this morning, and I guess they were talking about it on the radio, and so this lady was like, I don't see what's wrong. She said everything that what's her name, Nico, or man, whatever the girl name is, she said that the girl always state on the show that whatever she do for her kid. So she was like, so if that's what she had to do, she was doing it for her kid. I'm like, that's the dumbest shit that you ever say. What the hell I got to do with her screwing, got to do relate to her child? I'm like, that's she doing that shit because that's what she want to do. That ain't got nothing to do with her raising her kid. Her kid ain't should get no food off of that. Her kid, I mean, I don't, they talking about she doing it because she want money. So that's what's supposed to be why she did it, I guess. I don't know.
That motherfucker going to Disney World off that check. Come on,
you
son.
You might be right, shit. Hell no.
I don't know. I guess maybe they just saying, as women, that we do a lot of things, you know, to make sure our kids are taken care of, whether they right or wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, sometimes, or maybe that's what they meant. I don't know.
So you think she did that sex tape to take care of her kid?
I mean, people do a lot of things for money, and they look at it as if this money is to take care of me and my kids. You see what I'm saying? Just like strippers. Just like strippers go to work, and they strip and do whatever and make extra money on the side by fucking and all this and that. Sometimes they feel like they need to make that money. And
do you feel
whatever
like it's
cost.
A limit, though? Like, when we, as us being parents, do you feel like, do you think it should be a limit to say, you know, okay, well, you know, I do what I do for my kids, but, like, is there a such thing as, to the point of saying, no, I ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my kid. I need money, but I just can't. You know, do you think that's like, it should be a limit? Or
it
should be unconditional for your kid?
I feel like you should do whatever you feel is comfortable for yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't judge nobody else if they went further. You see what I'm saying? Because it's hard. Mm-hmm. You can't tell somebody who looking at their child's face to say, I'm not going to go out here and fuck this man because and my child should get starving to death and don't have no food. I mean, come on, really?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, even though I might not do it, I don't know. But I can't judge that other woman who did. You see what I mean? Because, I mean, you looking at your child in your face, your child starving to death, what are you going to do?
That's true. I understand. Yeah.
I mean, we all got, you know, choices that we make. Like I said, they may not be all perfect or the right ones all the time, but sometimes people feel like they have to do what they have to do.
I guess. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sorry. Go ahead, little Jeffrey. I'm going to suck this dick for you. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't.
And then, you know, when they do something and fuck up, we get mad and I'm like, ooh, you don't even know what I did for you last week.
I'm sorry. I can't get that one. I mean, to actually get on that pole and do that, yeah, you're probably doing that for your kids. But to give me a happy ending, I think that was more for your own personal benefit. I'm sorry. I just got you got on that pole and you like, okay, shake your ass. Oh, my God, I got to shake my ass. But now me talking about, girl, come on back here and get this $200. Okay.
Maybe it was slow that night. Maybe she didn't make
as much. Nah.
On the pole.
Nah. I'm sorry. Shit.
So rent dude. She only made $100 on the pole. She needs $200 more.
But she decided to leave the career because if any two bitches make $100, she need to give it up. Cut it out. She
need to
find something else. It ain't working.
Hey, you know what? And I'm going to tell y'all, that's why I really don't go to strip clubs, because I be having sympathy for them. I be like, damn, didn't nobody get her a dollar? Damn, here. She can't have a conscience going to strip clubs. Seriously, because I have a conscience. I be like, damn, she just shaking. She twerking, and ain't nobody even threw a dollar her way. Now, what I can't stand is that bitch to just jump in your face and just start twerking for no reason.
One time for no reason. It's always a reason.
at least, I'm going to tell you like this. This is my thing. Now, I know the whole thing about the strip club is, you know, they there to sell you a drink. All right, that's cool. I had no problem with that. But at least make me feel like you like me. Don't just walk. Okay, perfect example. Shout out to my boy Hitch. We was at a video shoot, and me and him were talking. We was talking, right? And old girl, now the first chick that walked past us, she was, you know, of course, she like, hey, baby, this, that, you know. You know, the second girl, she just walked by, turned her back to us, bent over, and just started gyrating her ass in our face. I mean, no words, no nothing, just gyrating. So he, my man hit, he said, man, let me, you know, please pop a little G-string, put a couple of dollars in there. She didn't say thank you, nothing. She just got up and walked off. Like, goddamn, about time, motherfucker.
Well, shit, she made a couple dollars. That's what she wanted to do. Like, that was her purpose. Shit.
You're not getting a dollar out of me with that attitude. Goddamn, at least make me think. I mean, I know you don't really like me, but goddamn, at least sell me the dream. You got to sell me the dream.
The best dream is unknown. So, you know, you just.
You know what, Oprah, come on now. Come on with this whole Oprah Winfrey shit. Don't you do? Well, the best dream is unknown. I swear, that's not like the Oprah in the show with.
You sure want a lot for a dollar.
I know, right? Like, what the hell? You trying to get the world.
Goddamn right.
You trying to get the world with milk money.
Goddamn right. You lucky I ain't got.
You ain't say 20. You ain't say 5.
$1. Man, you lucky I ain't got that Al Bundy dollar with the string tied around. Pull that motherfucker right back out. Shit.
Now, you know what I hate about strip clubs, though? Now, this is different from you. I live in Gary, right, in Indiana. So we went over to the Illinois side. So in Indiana, you know, the girls, they got to wear pasties. You know, they can't go 100% nude in Indiana. You can smoke in there, but you can't go 100% nude. So me and all my little crew, whatever, we all went to the Skybox in Illinois. Now, in Illinois, you can't smoke in there, but they can go 100% nude. Now, this is the thing that pisses me off, because it seems like on the Illinois side, like, they feel like because they go nude, they ain't got to do shit. Like, they ain't got to work as hard for this money. But over here in Indiana, you know, they got to go down to, I think, a thong and a pasty. And they work for their money. Like, I was at the Skybox, and I was sitting there, this girl, you know, she was on stage or whatever, and we was all sitting up there giving her money and shit. When it came to me, I ain't give a shit. So she came, I think she did, like, one little, she made, like, her little cheek move one time, and then just kind of, like, just was going to make me give her a dollar. I'm looking like, bitch, you ain't did nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? And because they already knew, they feel like I'm already new, so just give me right now. I ain't got to work as hard. I ain't got to, you know, grind or, you know what I'm saying, work or whatever. Just, she just, like, opened up her little thing, was just, like, put the money right there. But you're not going to get nothing because you ain't did nothing. But over here in Indiana said, you know, they work hard for their shit.
Hey, give me one twist around the pole or something.
Right. That's so sad. She just like worked up. She just moved one cheek. But I can do that. So you ain't doing nothing that. Then I feel like you need to work for this $5 for it. Like, you know, then that's what I don't like about, you know, first strip clubs. Like, you know, you need to work for something. I don't give a fuck if you want to act like you know me or like me. It's just the fact that, goddamn it, work for this.
I'm going to tell you, if I open a strip club, I'm going to have amateur night. From 8 to 10, 8 to 12 is amateur night. Hey, you feel like you got what it takes to get up there, go ahead. But you got to get naked. Don't get on that with your leggings on. You got to get naked.
Well, you can't do it in Indiana. But an amateur? You got to go somewhere
else. Hell yeah, shit. You getting up there? I mean, shit, your dream is to be a stripper? Or at least your dream
Come
for that night?
Come on, dream, though. Are you going to have to employ me if I'm getting naked?
Get your ass off my face, then. You ain't got to go up there. That's what I'm saying. Think about it. I mean, look here.
Is he saying amateur stripper night like three ounces?
Yeah, just there you go. It's like karaoke. There you go. Shit, you just said it perfect.
Wow.
What? What's wrong with that? Okay. Liquor store. You thought you had one. Yeah, we don't have judges every night.
But the key word is amateur. You can't expect that from an amateur. That's what you know what I'm saying, separates them from the actual strippers.
No,
that
I mean,
makes
that's
them
just
feel
like
uncomfortable.
That's just like American Idol. Shit, ain't none of them motherfuckers Michael Jackson, but they can't get up there half ass singing. They got to bring it.
What if they 400 pounds? They can get up there too.
Hey, I'm not prejudiced to them. You can get up there and twerk it right, and you get the crowd going. Hey, more power to you.
But the prize
show,
ain't
necessary. I'll watch something like that, too.
I mean, shit. You know, shit. What Miss Pimp at?
I'm right here.
Would you participate?
I was so busy trying to find this daggone tape online. I'm listening. I'm doing a dual thing here, multitasking, trying to keep up with what's going on.
He said he's going to have an amateur stripper night. He said, would you participate?
But you got to get butt naked.
I kind of heard that part. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. No.
Well, you know, you ain't got to get butt naked. All you got to do is get up there and just open that shirt.
You're retarded. I don't have no butt, so I wouldn't do it.
But
I had a butt, I would probably, because you know, in my mind, I'm a diva anyway, so you know. I feel free and confident walking around butt naked in my crib, but to go in a club, if I had a butt, damn right, I'd make my own tape right there in the club. I would.
Man, there you go. I could see me at the bar now. As soon as you hit on the stage.
Bro, there was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
Okay, you imagine at the bar, you turn around and see them motherfuckers on stage. God, I didn't drop my drink. This motherfucker. Look at them motherfuckers there.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what? And on that note, you know what? And you just gave me an idea. I will have asset night. Show me your best asset. I mean, you ain't got to get butt naked, but if your best asset is them titties, show them. If your best asset is that ass, show them. But, hey, you can't beat that. Don't get up in there and get your eyes talking about some, oh, well, everybody said I got pretty eyes. If you don't get your ass off
but
my face.
But that's what you said, though. That's what you got to know.
Because, fair to say, I think my best asset is my eyes or my legs.
Next.
You can't contradict what somebody else does, and they
exactly.
Think they asset is.
We're in a strip club. If you don't, you get your ass up there blinking your eyes. I wish you wouldn't get up there for 3 minutes blinking your eyes.
With your eyes, you know.
I wish you would get your monkey ass up there blinking your eyes for 3 minutes. What the fuck is she doing?
Somebody might feel like they weed. They best asset. They spend enough money on that shit. They might want to get that straight. They want to weed.
You better shake it. That motherfucker better come all the way down your ass, and that motherfucker better be popping.
Man, I was watching Bad Girls Club, and this girl had a 30-inch weed, just flinging it, slapping bitches in the face with it, all kind of shit. I would think that was her best asset too.
I mean, now come on now, let's be sensible, people. If I'm running the strip club, you really think you're gonna come in there blinking your eyes and swinging your hair? Come on, I'm in the strip club. Now, if I say tonight is best asset night, you really think I'm gonna let you get on my stage talking about? All right, baby. Poetry, what's your best asset? Well, I can blink my eyes, really, and people say I have the prettiest eyes. Next!
So my asset's going to be my eyes.
I'm just saying.
Hell no. But you got to put that in the clause then, because
I know I don't.
You have
no,
a marquee, you got to have it. You got to have best asset, like, but it can't be your eyes, your ears, your toes. It got to be titties and ass, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
you
I
just
see
call
it,
titties and ass
night. You got to call that ass and titty night, because, I mean, seriously, that's what you want to see. Shit, that ain't.
And like I said, you come up to that, and after I kick you off my stage, I'm going to tell you.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
Now, don't bring your ass back up here.
Yeah,
crazy as hell.
That's crazy rap. We should have. That's just like we can have a strip club, like
okay, who feel like they got the biggest dick up here? So, you know, but it's an amateur. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to come up there and whip your dicks out. Then, you know, somebody want to come up there, you know, batting their ass. See, that can't happen because I done told you what it is. You got to come up here and do this. You can't come up there doing that because they don't go. Now, you may feel like you got the biggest thing in here, and if that's the case, goddamn, show me. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to say big, big night.
First of all, if a male get up there bad in his eyes, y'all should be ready to whoop his ass anyway.
That's it. Well, if he got a big dick, I don't give a fuck what he back.
Now, for the men, we'll have to have a gut and dick night. Beer belly night.
Now, you done got a little personal.
You got a beer belly.
Who got the best looking dick and gut?
Well, shit, we going to be able to see if you get to have one or other because they got a big dick, you ain't going to see the dick.
Whoa, you motherfuckers out here talking reckless, man. I'm going to stand up for these brothers that got the gut. Hey.
No, it's not the gut. I mean, but look, okay, I'm saying that I had that happen, a personal experience. You know, way back in the day, I was dealing with this guy. He was a nice build, tall, everything. You know, no gut, no nothing. I don't know what happened over the years. He was blessed down there, but then I don't know who he started hanging with, but he started getting the gut, and once he started getting that gut, his blessing started to leave. And it was like, what happened? Because his gut was in the way. So it disappeared. And so it wasn't fun no more. So I had to let him go.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about no damn man. I can see mine just fine.
And I'm glad you can. I mean, that's good. You know, I mean, all guts ain't bad guts. I'm just saying. I just happened to.
Hell
he
no.
Just started.
I got a nice one.
This,
I gotta stand up for the brothers with the guts. That shit,
dang. Man, that's the difference, though. He had more than like he had a lot. I mean, to his whole penis to disappear, like you know, it was hurting me. His stuff, you know, it was like my legs had to go wider because he got wider.
What was he telling you? You used to like it like this.
No, I ain't used to. I couldn't get used to it because he wasn't like that when we started dating. When we started dating, he was built like let's say he was built like Tyrese a little bit, but a little bit thicker. Yeah, the motherfuckers came out looking like Santa Claus.
Putting all that pressure on my side.
Like the visual.
I need to go to the gym.
So wait a minute. He started out like Tyrese. He wound up looking like Biggie Smalls.
That's fucked
up.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of guts. That's a difference. That's a belly. That ain't no good. That's a fucking belly. That's like.
You supposed to lay him on his back.
What?
You supposed to lay him on his back and you got on top.
No, I ain't had time for all that. Just trying to hold up all that shit. Anybody got time for that?
Hold on now. Now everybody know that's just like women. That y'all might have that little pooch in the front, but shit, when y'all back, all that shit lays flat.
You're right. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. It didn't go back. It just stayed there. Like it wasn't going nowhere.
He had that rock hard.
That's when you ride his ass cowboy style, backwards cowboy, ride his ass. That's what you do.
it just turned me off because, you know, plus I was younger, you know, and I'm like, ew, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know no better. And I was just like, okay, I don't like this no more, you know. You know.
You walking out the door, I can see him now.
Well, fuck you.
Shit. He pissed the fuck off. Shit.
Well, I mean, what my fault? You should just let himself. I just feel like you just let yourself go. I mean, I'm not saying I can't deal with nobody thick. I mean, because I'm not the skinniest motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like you should know better. Why are you letting yourself go like that? You know what I'm saying? Just, and then you think everybody gonna tolerate, you know, all this for. No, that wasn't sexy no more. I mean, it was just like, it was a problem.
Like,
I'm only
40,
you hurt me.
She played Tyree songs, reminiscing. Christmas time come around, you like, oh, no.
Then she opened her eyes, and this motherfucker talking about baby, baby. Shit, her face is pink.
I couldn't deal with it.
That's the end of my fantasy.
What's
I found
now,
it.
See, here's the thing. Now, I was told that I don't need to lose no more weight. Motherfucker told me I'm getting too skinny now. But I'm like, okay. I'm trying to tone up. But I was told, motherfucker, sit your punk ass down. Stay where you're at.
Right.
How do you feel about you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I feel like I can, you know, I feel like I'm the perfect size. I feel like I'm the perfect size. I'm not too big. I'm not too small. So I just want to tone up
a little bit. As long as you're good with it, that's all that matters.
But sometimes when people try to tone up, they lose the parts that they really don't want to lose. That's what, you know what I'm saying? It's like, even though you think you're only trying to tone up, but then now you're losing everything. You become, I don't know, you get too small sometimes.
Well, I was small my whole life. I was a little motherfucker my whole life. So when I finally did gain some weight, yes, I don't want to lose. I never want to go back to being skinny again. I don't want to, man, you can't pay me to be skinny again. I mean, that was horrible, at least for me anyway. So, nah, I want to stay the size I am. I just want to, you know. Feel like when you're getting up in age, you feel like, all right, you know, I'm wrestling with my little nephews and my little cousins and shit, and I'm sucking wind like a motherfucker. Shit, they talking about let's go again. Hell no, nigga, now I'm finna shoot you. Move. Shit, I can't wrestle with them motherfuckers. But I know one thing I ain't gonna lose, goddammit. I'll tell you what. I dropped them drugs.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
And that's my word. I'm not bullshit.
Yeah, I don't try to be superficial. But it's all about appearance to me. It's how we look together. And if we don't look right as a couple...
We gotta be a unit, goddammit. The unit
so
is all.
I can't be all one size and you a whole nother size. We look awkward together. That be my thing. There's a lot of
okay.
What is going on here. I don't like that. That bothers me. I don't know if that's
okay, being so superficial. Okay, because now I heard this before. I heard this before, and as a matter of fact, it was one of my cousins. I ain't going to call her name out because she listens to the show from time to time. But she actually was like, she told dude, like, lose any more weight is over. because he was losing weight at a rapid pace. I mean, they both went to work out together, but his shit was showing. His shit was showing. Like, I mean, this motherfucker was getting cut up. Everything, you know. You see that she lost a little weight, but not like him.
Mm-hmm.
She told that motherfucker, lose enough motherfucking pound, it's over. And I mean, and hey, I guess love is a motherfucker because he stopped working out. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and I kind of understand what you're saying because to look, I mean, before it started, before his transformation started, yeah, they looked it right together. But then, like, that's something you like, eh. And you know me being the jackass, I'm being, I am. I'm like, y'all kind of look like Laura Hardy now. Abbott and Costello, and I wouldn't make it. I really didn't make it, though. But I walk up to her and be like, hey, just scream out, hey, Abbott. And she'd be like, what? You know, she never really ever watched Abbott and Costello, so to hear her just yell out, hey, Abbott! She'd be like, why? And he had to tell her, stop doing that. Your damn cousin making you look like a damn fool.
So, oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, okay. Now, are we the only two to think like that? Now, what about you, Poetry? Do you feel like that?
Well, I feel like I can't deal with nobody that's, because, you know, I'm only 4'11", and I'm thick. So I can't have nobody that's shorter than me or smaller than me because I feel like I'm hovering over you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm smothering you. So I usually deal with, you know, guys that's, like, at least 5'11 and up. At least about 265 or, you know, 230.
What you got against motherfuckers is 5'9"?
I mean, you know what I'm saying, in that range. But the shit, you can't be 4'11 like me or 5'1". You got to be, you know, we going to look stupid together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like you can handle me being that small, that little. I feel you need to be thicker, taller, because I'm a lot to handle, and
boy, I sure wish I had Wick on the phone, boy. He be cussing you out right now. What the fuck you mean? You know what? Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not superficial when it comes to weight. I mean, I love thick women. I love slim women. I mean, you know, I'm not superficial when it comes to weight. Now, let me tell you the problem that I do have. Height. You're not going to be taller than me. If you got the deal,
right. Even if they got fucking shoes on,
take them off. You better put them flats on.
What?
You're not putting power over me.
That's so mad. That's the way it
is. I'll break every pay you got.
Wow.
All my heels broke. There goes some flats right there, baby. Put them on.
Well, I guess that's my own flash, because I'm already short enough, then I'm already flat, so I don't have no flashes either. Just shoes or stilettos, ain't no in between. So,
all right. Well, Liquor Store, what about you?
What about me? What kind of man do I prefer?
I mean, everybody's saying like this.
I don't want to be with somebody that I look awkward with. Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's just...
You smoking, ain't you?
No, I'm not. My mind was...
Did y'all hear how she just jumped? She's like...
My mind was elsewhere. But anyway, I can't be with... Yeah, we can't be awkward looking together, like... You can't be shorter than me, definitely, because I'm short. And I agree with Poetry on that. But
And then it's like a surprise. You don't know what you're going to get. They start losing weight. What if you don't like them no more? People start looking sick. You don't look right. You know, me, I can't hide in my face. You know, I'll be looking at you out the corner of my eye. Like, I don't even know who I'm laying in the bed with.
All right, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Laying on my back. Like, I don't know why I'm in this bed one day.
I can see Wick going off on you right now. What happened, man? She covered that short shit.
Short shit. It's not even about the height. It's the size. You need to be height-weight proportion. I'm not saying too big, too small, whatever. As long as you height and weight proportion, and we look right together, that's what matters to me.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm 5'9". I fluctuate anywhere between 225 and 230. So I'm going to tell you now, if you're over 5'9", like I said, weight, I'm not superficial with weight, you know. That's not my problem. It's the height. Now, if you I could go 5'10". I can stretch at 5'11". But when you come at 6 feet, 6'2", 6'3", then you're towering over me already. Then you want to have nerve to put on heels? Sit your ass down. Sit your motherfucking
ass down. She should want to put on no heels no damn way if she already 6 feet. Shit.
Right, you got some out there. I walked in the club. That motherfucker, I felt like Kevin Hart. Like, God, look at this motherfucker here. Like,
wow. God. Touch that in the stomach. Yeah, sit down.
Yeah, good. Shut the fuck out your ass. Sit down.
That is me. Oh, goodness.
Goddamn well, before we even got out here, I told you don't wear them goddamn heels.
Mm-mm.
Did you find it yet?
I found it. I found it, but I don't know if that's like, it says it's the whole thing. Well, if it's the whole thing, I don't see what the big ass trip is.
Look, don't get no bother.
That bitch
swinging
from a shower rod and it ain't fall.
So let me ask you.
I mean, that's shit that people do all the damn time. I mean, like you said, it's just because you're on TV. I still say that it's publicity. You trying to make some more ends.
Well, I mean, that's understandable. Jadine, you was going to say something? You said you had a question?
I was just going to ask, what if you tell your mate that they lose too much weight and they don't like it? Is it okay for them to leave if you feel like?
I wish you would leave because I lost too much weight. I'll beat your ass.
Well, that's the same as if a woman gains too much weight. Now all of a sudden I'm 400 pounds. I started at 160 or something.
You started
and now
at 160 and you got to 400, you're going to die anyway.
Damn.
You buy insurance.
Damn, you just killed the bitch.
You just said, I don't have a problem with weight, but she's going to die anyway.
Damn. Wow. You said fucking you going to just kill over.
What? The 400? Come on, now. Now, goddamn, you done broke some records.
Well, I'm just saying, you've been talking to me throughout the years about, okay, you gained too much weight, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm steadily gaining weight. I mean, hey, when you have the right, that's all I'm saying, when you have the right to leave me.
All I'm saying is that my insurance on your ass paid up.
What?
My insurance is paid up because of your big ass click over and talking about some, I can't breathe. I told you.
Well, your ass gets smaller than 175. I'm done. I'm just telling you that right now.
More than
175 is the limit for me.
Damn, I'm trying to think last time I think I was like 23?
You get small, anybody get smaller than that, that's enough. That's just too much. Not on no man. I like a man to be, you know, have some weight on him to look healthy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not about it's not even about being cut and all that type of stuff. I just want you to look healthy, look like you got some meat on your bones and stuff like that. Otherwise, we not going to look right together.
Well, and see, my thing is, I think if I lose weight, I look sick. I don't want that sick look. You know, some of them,
right,
if you lose that weight.
Yeah, dude, you got that big old head, and your head's so
right.
Big. I don't know if it'll look right on that little body.
Exactly. You know how long it took for my motherfucking body to catch up to my head? Shit. No, I'm not doing it no more. Let me tell you, I got called a big head some bitch. You big head some bitch, man. Fuck you.
Nobody called you that.
Hey, nah, motherfuckers called me that a lot. I ain't gonna lie, motherfuckers did. Like, shut your big head ass up. And I showed my coworkers a picture of me when I was like 16, and they were like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "What?" They was like, "You did have a neck at one point in time." I'm like, "Fuck y'all." You know what I'm saying? And they were like, "You had a neck." Like, wow, like. Dude, you don't have a neck now. You just all head. Like, you just head and shoulders. And I was like, man, I don't give a fuck. I'd rather be head and shoulders than go back to that. I mean, I'm looking at the picture like, damn, I did have a neck back then. But it was like, god damn. Oh, my god. I'm not ever trying to go back to that weight.
Yeah, my ex-husband started losing all that weight, talking about he was trying to be healthy for his diabetes. You see where he at.
See, boy, this motherfucker ain't fit.
I'm trying to tell you, boy. he looks sick. When I first met him, he was a good 250. Which it looked right on him. He looked healthy and stocky, and it looked right. And I saw the guy, he looked like a crackhead by the time he got done losing all that weight. I was like, oh, my God, you look sick. And I was saying, I don't know if that was right. Was I wrong for saying that?
No, I mean, because you know, you either get done, no, I don't know.
I mean, he got so small, he started looking sick. I mean, you know what I'm talking about when your legs get so skinny?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Skinny legs. And I was like, it don't even fit his body. Like, the upper body was bigger than the lower body.
The other body. Oh. Like a weeble wobble and shit. He's just so small there.
And he just started looking sick. He was like, oh,
wow.
That is not attractive.
Hell no.
Okay, hey. You get with people because you feel a certain way about them turning you on and stuff like that. And hell, you have to keep some type of attraction up for the person you with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I agree.
Just because you got this person, oh well, shit, I'm gonna let myself go now. And then still think they supposed to be all into you, and that's crazy. I can agree with that.
That's something I could agree with. I can agree with that.
I mean, I understand people have health issues and things like that, but I'm just saying you should at least.
Yeah, you ain't shit for that one. You ain't shit for that one. She's like, yeah, like his diabetes. Damn, he got diabetes.
He was handling his diabetes just fine with that pill every day. Just because the doctor says you need to lose a little weight don't mean you need to lose 100 pounds. That was just too much weight he lost.
And sometimes when it comes off too quickly, that's bad too.
Exactly.
You know, it's supposed to be a slow progress where, you know, if you're dieting, exercising, shit like that, it doesn't happen overnight. That's a, you know what I'm saying, that's a progress. It's a process. And, but if you just drop 100 pounds in 2 months, you know, that does, you're like, damn, you know what I'm saying, what the?
Like your bottom looking like, your bottom looking like olive oil and your top looking like Popeye. Now you will look right.
Y'all, it's crazy. All right, y'all, we got to get out of here. We're gonna have to pick this back up tomorrow because I really got some questions to ask Janine about this shit because she like, look where he at now. I'm like, if I tell you what, you know what? I'm gonna start with you, Janine. You got any last words? Because goddamn.
It was good talking with everybody. We had a good time. And I will be on here tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up. Boy, God, I heard it more.
This candy tastes good, don't you think, right now? Girl, why
wow.
With some peanut butter candy I'm eating, it's making my lips and my stuff tight. I'm going to have to keep some of these.
Only in Sin City, y'all. Only in Sin City. All right, Porch, you got last words. You got some candy over there, too.
I got some toys. I enjoyed our conversation tonight. I'm glad I did call because I was tired when I came home.
Okay, that's what's up. Like I say, hey, see, tell a friend, shit, we make this party every Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's definitely
I appreciate it. Miss Pimp, any last words?
Love, peace, and soul. I love y'all. Y'all are like, oh, my reason for the season.
You know she's crazy, Miss Pim. Just go and say it. She crazy as damn long.
Yes, she is. So I just said,
All right. Look at Stove. Any last words, baby?
Janine read my mind. I don't know how she did it. But my mind is kind of in there. Does anybody else hear that dripping noise?
Oh, that's
on
my phone. That's on my phone.
What the fuck is that dripping noise? Man,
that's liquor so pussy. That's what she's thinking about.
Wow.
You
know what?
That's why I love
you. Only in Sin City.
And that's why, you know what, if anybody asks you, well, tell them Sin City, bitches, y'all are crazy as hell.
Like I say, I love this show. What other show? What other motherfucker can sit here and talk to a bunch of women all damn night? That's just you don't get no better than this. But check it out. Like I said, thanks for everybody to call. Thanks for everybody to listen in via the internet. Like I say, whenever y'all want to talk, press 1. Hit the get online.
Post pictures.
Yeah, that too. blogtalkradio.com/SinCityRadio. Y'all want to get on SinCityRadioShow.com? I post pictures, blog, videos. We do it all. And look for a big change coming to the site, too. That's all I'm going to say. Look for a big change coming to the site. So, on that note, I'll see you good people tomorrow. We out this biatch. Hey.